Boom, boom, boom.
These guys are killing it, man. The Quesos, the Jinxies. Fuck, man.
I mean, but I feel like there's always going to be a generation where, like, they jump up a lot.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So that's this one. Wait a couple years, and then someone's going to replace them. Because for...
XQC is a unique one. He's gone up, went down, and he's back up. I still think he's number one. I think he's the most watched still.
But there's... I think there's instances where, like, people skid... You know, but at some point he's going to die out. Like he can't, he's not going to be able to recover from what happens, you know? Ninja, the same thing. Like he was like in, he went up, he changed the game for streamers and then just died out. I mean, he didn't die out. He like, he's skidding on a high level, you know, but like he's no longer in like the news the way he used to be. So I don't even know about him anymore since I don't keep up with the news. But yeah, it's crazy. I feel like this moment I recorded, I want to like get it in there, you know. It's just moments where we're not even sure if we're recording and stuff.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Week of DLC. I'm one of your co-hosts, Daniel Vargas, always with my co-host
Tuesday.
What's up, brother? Daniel Jang. So today we don't have much. We watched Ghostbusters, Frozen. What is it? Tundra, Throne,
Empire.
We'll talk about that, and then there is an idea that people have that aliens might be real, and we'll talk about that. Keep it simple. Two topics. Well, not even two topics. It's just a movie we enjoyed. Well, we watched at least together. Well, not together. We both watched different times, but we want to talk about it. But for this week, what have I been doing? I watched Solo Leveling. I caught up with it for the anime. It, that first season, they ended it too early. You know, most animes now are like 24 episodes, 12 episodes.
You know, the original source material, was it, I know it was a manhwa, but was it, like, printed, or was that only, like, digital? I'm kind of curious.
I want to say it was digital, because I think it was technically a webtoon.
Most Korean dramas are, like, webtoons.
Yeah.
They're, like, webtoon ideas.
Yeah, there's no, like, physical copy of that. But, yeah, I mean, I read it online, so I don't know if there was a physical copy, but... it ended like on a cliffhanger, not like a cliffhanger, but a moment where things are changing a lot and it just ends it there. And I thought like, oh, that's a good way to end the episode. Now we got 12 more episodes. And then everyone's like, no, that's the season finale. I was like, what the hell?
So at this point, how far do you think they're in the story? 30%, 20?
I would say 10. About 30-35%.
Damn, that's short.
Yeah, which has surprised me, because I was like, that's the halfway mark, but I mean, there is, yeah, because I would say like two more, technically, at this size, two more seasons, and they would complete it, so like 33% is what they have, but I watched that, I've read some manga, and then I've been... Continue to play World of Warcraft, man. I can't get off of it. I stuck to the classic stuff. So there's only like max level is 60. It's really, really hard to level up because, you know, back then it was that,
you know,
was the
one
max.
Who's always down to play?
No. They're down to play retail, and I don't want to play that. That goes up to like level 180 now and shit.
Damn, 180.
No, it's not that. I think they brought it back down. They scaled it down to 80.
Okay.
But they like made that content harder. So like, I think they dropped it because I want to say it was 120 was your max level, and they dropped it because what happens is because if they keep scaling it, the level's too high, so they bring it back down and then rescale everything.
If there was someone new to the game and they play retail, would you say it'd be easy for them to jump in? Not just like in terms of skill level, but like finding people, or people are like elitist and like, nah, dude, like get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you still get all of it. I mean, you can find a group and the people will carry you and they'll show you exactly how to play the game from beginning to end. or you can find someone that's like, man, we're here to like play the end game, and you're not, you know, putting in the effort, so we're gonna kick you out and find someone else. Yeah, there's groups like that, but that retail is a lot easier. The scale of how you level is way different. So like, if I play for a day, I can get level 50 if I wanted to, where in Classic, if I play for a day, I'd barely get to level 10. And then it continues to scale. So then like the next day I'd get level 15. The next day I'd get like two more levels, and then two more levels. And then at some point it's just half a level every day. It gets harder and harder and harder to continue leveling. But yeah, I'm on that grind.
No more Helldivers?
Even though I know they updated and stuff, yeah. I played a little bit of it over the weekend, but no. I'll probably get back onto it when I think they're going to add a new enemy. Well, yeah. it's considered an old enemy, but when they add a new one, I'll probably play again. And then I did a WonderCon.
I thought you weren't going to be there.
As enjoyable, man.
They're the same. It's the same shit.
But it wasn't even like...
But there was someone which I was trying to avoid. That person wasn't working that day. Thank God.
Not that you're aware of. They could have been somewhere else.
No, I don't think they were working that day.
Not you. You're alone. Yeah. But, yeah, WonderCon. So, I don't know. Normally, I would walk around and you would see booths pertaining to like a comic book, a movie, and stuff like that. I feel like this time I walked through the whole thing. I was like, everyone is a vendor. I don't see any booths essentially promoting. I mean, there was one or two, but you just see a whole aisle with like all the booths promoting their stuff. There is nothing like that. It was just all vendors. I mean, they were obviously promoting their own goods.
I disagree. I saw some. But see, the thing with those like small, I'm talking about those really small comic book peeps, dude, I just feel so bad for
them. Yeah, because people just ignoring the shit.
Yeah, like, and you know, I can't say that the quality is good, but you know the quality is probably not good.
Yeah.
And that sucks, dude.
But it's like the effort that they put in. No, but like,
and they like they give you that look. They want to say, "Hey, what's going on?" Like, it's like, man.
The thing is, when I go into a convention, I want to see everything at one time. So like, I'm going through the aisles, looking, making sure. So like, I redo aisles because I want to see one side, then the other side. But there's times where people want to stop me and talk, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, and I continue walking. And it's like, I don't mean to be rude, but I need to, like, look at everything before I come back and talk to people.
It's very weird, too. Like, I'm talking about comic conventions in general. Like, there's also, like, you know, there's an area that just sells comics. And it's crazy because people will only go to that convention. Like, I used to be really into it, and, like, I'm not that into it anymore. I'm just like, damn. People, like, I don't know. Do you really need to go to a convention to buy a comic book? Like, you could just do that online. Like, the internet just so much easier transaction-wise. I don't know.
But there's also something to, like, actually seeing what you're buying.
Yeah.
Where online, you know, someone could show you a picture of something perfect, and you receive something not perfect.
One thing I do... I can see why people go is obviously the creators. You get your shit signed. You be one of those guys with 40 items.
I know, dude.
That shit.
When someone brings like a wheel cart with everything, and the guys are just like
It's weird because it's not even like, you know, they're not even getting it witnessed. So, you know, it's like for them personal, but then it's just weird. Like, I think it's like a little hoarder mentality, like, oh, I got this shit signed by the artist, like, but everything needs to be signed, like, oh, come on, man. Like, I don't know, I always feel like you got to put yourself in that guy's shoes, like the artist. It's like, how would you feel? Like,
it's happened, but I haven't heard of like comic book artists or like artists in general not doing autographs for like that reason, where like it's just a bunch of resellers getting the signatures. But I have seen like movie stars,
yeah,
or actors essentially, they'll stop, they'll be like, oh, I don't do pictures anymore. Or I think there was one where I saw that, where I think the artist used to sign everything. Like, they wouldn't even look at what they're signing. And apparently someone had, like, given him marriage papers.
Oh.
So he, like, looked and was like, and he, like... So now he looks at what he signs rather than just signs whatever he wants. So I thought that was funny. But, yeah, we did WonderCon. And then I saw Frozen Empire. Ghostbusters, which I mean, I liked it. I liked it. And we can talk about it.
We'll talk about it.
So how was your week?
Well, weeks. It was like 3 weeks.
Yeah, weeks.
So, let's see. So actually, I don't know if I talked about this. Did I film something again?
No, I know about it, but okay. I haven't. You haven't talked about it.
Oh, yeah, I filmed something again. And dude, it was like super professional. I mean, I feel like it was professional, even though it wasn't professional, because they had people, like, doing lights and stuff, and, like, usually when I film with that dude, like,
the director.
It would only be, like, three people, it would be very right. small, and we do our own shit, but there's people holding mics, and I'm like, this is fucking kind of pro.
But I want to say this is how it happens. Like, you start small, like, yourself. Then you do another movie and it raises up the quality. Mm. You do another movie, it might be more professional than this.
Yeah.
And then you guys obviously start getting a studio involved and working that way. So, I mean, I think it's really cool. If I were you, I would keep at it. You know, keep connections with him and see if he can keep getting you roles.
Yeah.
But eventually, I mean, it could just lead into just movies. We never know.
As long as it's. Yeah, as long as I get out of the current job.
Has he talked to you about him wanting to be a director, or is he just getting into this to become an actor?
No, he wants to make films. Like, okay, he's always wanted to make films.
I wasn't sure because, I mean,
he wants to do both.
Because
you know,
like, you guys met him as, like,
comic books.
So I thought he was into that. And then, I mean, it could lead into director, but I thought he was going into a different direction.
Hmm.
With that, so
I mean, the thing I do like about him is, like, it's like unpredictable. Like, I can't tell, like he wants me to, like, just reading the script, I can't tell where the story's going, which, so that's good. Like, to me, that's good. Like, I can't predict it. So.
When you saw the screening of the movie that you guys finished, yeah. You did not expect any of that?
I didn't know, because I did comedic takes and serious takes, yeah. So I had no idea what to expect. I didn't know anything about the story, so yeah. I mean, it was kind of a standard mob story a little bit, but yeah, this one is like, it's violent too. It reminds me of like Pulp Fiction, but there's a comedy in it. I mean, Pulp Fiction, I guess, is funny too, but anyways, did that WonderCon. They're all the same, all the conventions, but I for LA Comic Con, I want to get a panel, but not just like any panel, like a fun one.
We can try.
Yeah. Because I think that one's easy to, like, submit. The WonderCon, we have no fucking idea how to do it.
Well, I mean, we don't, but we went through the process. Mm-hmm. We didn't see it from beginning to end, but mm-hmm. we have, you know, some idea of how to do it. It's just I'm worried because, like, if we mess up one, like, whether it's WonderCon or Comic-Con, it obviously, that whole group of, like, cons is no longer available to us.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't want to, like, mess with that one specifically. But LA Comic Con, I don't have an issue.
Did you get Comic Con tickets? Like, San Diego Comic Con?
No.
I didn't. I'm going to try to do the free stuff outside.
Mm.
And then did that. Ghostbusters. Watched one episode of Three Body Problem. And then...
Which is what we're going to talk about as well.
At WonderCon, I bought fucking Berserk. So I've been reading manga.
So I saw that, and then I looked at the price, and I was like, this is full price. No thanks.
At WonderCon?
Yeah.
Oh, the booth I went to, it wasn't full price.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it the Japanese?
No. It was like this white dude. Oh, he's okay. always at that convention, always selling trade paperbacks at discount.
Okay.
So like.
So it wasn't hardcover?
It was a hardcover.
Okay.
It was the, fuck, like, each one is like, okay, so Amazon price is like a $30.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
$30.
Like 30, 35.
15 of them. So 30 times 15 is like $450. Yeah. But my mentality is, if I just buy one per month, it's not that bad. $30 a month, it's not
spread
that
bad. It's
like a Netflix subscription. But you know how many I've bought so far?
One.
I bought half of them.
Wow.
Because there was a deal. It was Amazon price, $30, but buy two, get one free.
This was recent.
This is recent.
This is you saw this on Warrior. Warrior.
It was one of them.
Why can't I ever say his damn name?
One of those deal guys, but it was buy two, get one free. Yeah. I got on it.
Yeah, like, so I saw that, but I was like, I don't need to start. I don't need to start. Specifically now, I don't need to start this shit.
Yeah. So, I mean, it was a deal, so I was like, shit, might as well pick it up. But, man, see, I feel bad for the guy who... The artist, Kentaro Miura, he's doing what George R. R. Martin's doing right now. Like, George R. R. Martin can't finish Winds of Winter because he keeps on writing it. And yeah, he'll rewrite it. And so what this Miura was doing, he would draw something, and I guess he's using digital. He would zoom in, fix pixels, and then he's like, oh, it's not correct. And the editor's like, you can't even see it if you print it.
Right, right.
It's like, why even bother? And I was like, damn, the perfectionist, dude. But I had to admit, so I'm like halfway done with the first book, which is they have three books in that one big book.
Oh, okay, okay.
It's horribly written. Like, I read this a long time ago, and I got pretty far. And I'm like, the first ones, it's like horribly written. I know it gets better, but... I had to admit, the art is fucking good, though. The art is fucking... It's horrible. It's like, this is him, dude. He's like, I can't stand weaklings. They just get in the way. If you can't handle a sword, you might as well just die. That's how it's, like, written. I was like, man, this is so bad, dude. But, yeah, did that, and then... Any oh, yeah, this? You said you were going to read books.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've been reading...
hasn't started.
So after watching Ghostbusters, and I didn't like it, and so after watching it, I was like, fuck it, dude, I'm gonna make my own script. So I haven't started on it. I've only come up with ideas, but I've been reading. I recommend this book called Story. It's like a screenwriting. A guy who used to teach screenwriting, he made his screenwriting class into a book.
Wow.
And it's called Story. It's the very first beginning is interesting because he was saying, like if you take a movie, let's say like a South Korean, well, this is not the example. Take a South Korean movie and you use like it's like cultural whatever, like story. Only the people in South Korea would be like, oh, I get that. I get that. But you want to make a story that's like, I forgot what it says, like universal. And so like something like Parasite or poor people, like, you know, that's more universal, poor people's struggles. I was like, oh shit. Yeah. He said, don't like bind yourself to a certain like culture or identity. Try to make it universal. A lot of Disney movies are really good at that. Just feeling no friends, alone, blah, blah. So
I agree, but not all the time. 'Cause like, then you hurt your creative process. Like, if you want to write specifically a story that's like pertaining to one group, go ahead and write it, you know? Don't like stop yourself. But the idea is, yeah, like expand more or like try to change the story to like be more inclusive towards other. But I don't think you should always think that way.
But the guy in the book also, he writes, he says, you know, I'm paraphrasing. He said, don't get it twisted. He's like, writing a screenplay is not easier than writing a novel. I'm like, damn, that's so true. Because, you know, when I did the comic thing, I had to write 8 pages. That is one of the hardest things. That's not even a fucking full story. Those 8 pages, it was hard to write, dude. So, I mean, it gets better, I guess, once you start getting used to it. But I want to finish the script and I don't know, from there, I don't know what to do. Shit. I don't know what the next step is, but I do want to finish the script. So
then you sell it to a studio.
Yeah, but that's the hard part, the connections to get to that. But
I mean, just since you don't have connection. I mean, the director, I guess you have better connections than I do, but
damn, dude, this shit is crazy. Like, I have a joke. Oh, man. It's crazy. The joke is crazy. Like people will get pissed.
But I mean, so I feel like there are processes where you would write it completely yourself. Mm-hmm. And then let's say you get a movie like studio to look at it and they agree to buy it. They're obviously going to make changes to it. They're going to be like, we can't do this joke.
Damn, they need to do the joke.
Like, it's gonna hurt us as like a, you know, like the vision that we have. So let's dial it down, you know, 10 notches.
Oh, but yeah. Also with Berserk, like, man, those character designs are fucking sick, man. I mean, there's a reason why Dark Souls has... Dude, it reminds me, I want to know if he stole designs from Hellraiser or it was the opposite. Because they came around at the same time, 1989.
Are you already seeing the demons?
Well, I mean, I'm flipping through the future.
Yeah, because I remember, like, there's a point where Griffith, like, you know,
I've read it before.
He's surrounded by these creatures, and yeah, like, a lot of them look sick, dude.
Yeah. It reminds me of Hellraiser.
And that's in the anime, so I'm pretty sure they dialed back a lot of the gruesome stuff. So,
that was going to be my topic. Have you read things where things gone too far in fiction? In Berserk, I feel like they always remove this one scene from Berserk. I'm not going to say what it is. I mean, it's his childhood. That's all I'll say.
I'm gonna write this topic down. Because I feel like we come up with good topics while we're talking, and then I completely forget the topic that we had.
Have you ever felt like a piece of... I think Berserk, there's a couple times where I'm just like, damn, dude, that's a little too much, man. Like, yeah, we could talk about that in the future.
So I'm going to put read something that has gone too far. And then hopefully with that, we can remember what the actual topic was.
I'll remember. Yeah. Other than that, been streaming 2 days a week, making content. I got a couple videos, release them slowly, but yeah, like Jinxie's podcast, I'm gonna still recommend it, man, if you're a content creator, because Aiden Russell's in it. I don't like that dude. I respect his hustle. Like, so his advice, everyone's advice is so different. His advice is, it's luck. Like, to make it.
Well, yeah, like, even if you're producing all of the videos the way Jinxie and Queso tells you to, it's still luck that people are going to find you and then make that connection with, like, hey, this video is funny. Let me look at more videos and stuff like that. So, mm-hmm. But if you keep doing it, at some point, you might, you know, get lucky. Yeah. But it's never guaranteed. Whatever method anyone gives you, it's never guaranteed. You know, before it was just stream like all day and someone will see you. Well, it's like, yeah, but like.
That's not the way to go. That's definitely.
But still, you could get lucky and do it that way.
Yeah.
But there, I mean, the story that gets me is there's a guy that was like streaming for like 6+ years and has never broken like 4 viewers.
Sheesh.
And he like in the video, he's. Living like in a room. It's not even a house in at that point. He's like done everything he can to like continue streaming. And it's like, bro, it's not working. It's just not working.
Yeah. I mean, it depends on his motivation. Like, what's his goal? Like, maybe he enjoys that. If he doesn't enjoy that, then yeah, no.
The way he was talking in that video, it seemed like he was just trying to become famous so he doesn't have to work at that point.
Yeah.
So
that guy's streams probably like, for hours. That's what it is, man.
Topics?
Yeah.
So we can do Ghostbusters first.
Okay.
So spoilers.
Spoilers.
Spoilers. I'll link the time code for when we start the next topic. So for now onwards, spoilers for Ghostbusters: A Frozen Empire. So what did you think? You first of all, you didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. I loved it. So I'll tell you why I liked it. I liked it because it had the essence of the original Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
They start like the beginning was very good. They didn't do like a huge intro. It was just like this, like the beginning of the movie. And then it just had the Ghostbusters Frozen Empire and that's it. Mm-hmm. And then it went into the movie. There wasn't like anything set up or anything like that. It wasn't crazy. And then they brought back Slimer, which is really cool. And the idea, well, I guess because I felt like the movie was good in the beginning and like the nostalgia was there, the fact that they set it up for other movies possibly made me enjoy it. Like, yes, if they keep this idea of how this movie was in the other ones, I will 100% watch all these movies. But I don't know, like, you know, because they could go a different route now and then I hate those ideas or something. So for now, I like the way the movie was. And then in the original, we were introduced to Slimer and he became a friendly ghost to the Ghostbusters. Mm-hmm. It wasn't someone who was like evil in a sense. And they kind of brought the idea back where like it's still possible that ghosts could be good. And I don't know. I just like that they played with the idea again. So why did you hate it?
So when I was watching the film, because I know you liked the last of one before that, Afterlife or whatever it was
called. Oh, the one with the kids.
Yeah, yeah. And so when I was watching it and I was like, damn, this movie is better than Afterlife. And then I was like, fuck, but the critics probably think Afterlife is way better. And I looked at the critics' review. Man, both of them were stinkers, dude. Both, like, I think Afterlife is like 46%. This is at 47%. So I'm just like, okay, thank God. Shit. I thought it was flipped, but I don't know, man. Like, it relied too much on nostalgia. It's like gimmicky. It felt too gimmicky. I mean, I think it was cool, but to do, but there's a way to do nostalgia. And it reminded me, I got to reread Ready Player One. Like, because at the time I liked Ready Player One, but if I were to reread it, like, all the shit that they say in that book, I feel like it's gimmicky. Like, oh yeah, you know, My spaceship's called, you know, blah, 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 or
Nebuchadnezzar.
The Vonnegut and blah, blah, blah. It's modeled after the space Cowboy Bebop, you know. And then, you know, oh, he has a gun there. His rope mech is a gun there. It's just like, damn, dude. It's like, yeah, we're going to throw these, like, we're just going
to
name drop.
Yeah, cool. He's just saying it to, like, get, like, the connection in there. But that's it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's weird because watching a film, so in the movie theater I was in, it was a bunch of young people. That film is like catered towards the older generation.
I don't know, because same thing with me. When I watched it, I did watch it midday. Mm-hmm. But everyone brought their kids. Mm. Everyone. And at first I was like, this is going to suck. Like, there's going to be crying, yelling, like stuff like that. There was behind me some talking from kids, but it was like, I understand their kids. I know they're curious and they don't understand, like, when you go to a movie, you're going to, you know, other people are there and they want to enjoy it. So just don't be as loud. But I was fine with it. It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. And I don't know. I feel like it is, not that it's catering, but I think it is more towards the younger audience to start like a new franchise is the way I saw it at the end of the movie.
I mean, that was the one before that. You know, that was the same exact. They're there to start the new franchise. But, damn, I remember there was a joke in that movie. No one fucking got it. And I was like, and because it's the whole everyone else is young. But it's the CD player. And then the guy was saying, oh, it's haunted by a Spin Doctor CD. I was the only dude that laughed out loud. I'm like, no one fucking got that. And that's not even like an 80s joke. That's like, you had to be living in the 90s to get that. I was like, and you don't even have to know what the spin, you don't have to know the spin, you just have to know Spin Doctors is a fucking band. And I'm like, holy shit, I'm fucking old, dude. Like, no one got that joke, dude. I was like, wow, crazy.
I don't think I got that joke either, because when he said that, I thought it was Spin Doctor was the repair disc machine. The one that you like put like a liquid and then you like would spin it and it would repair all the scratches on the CD. I thought that was the joke. I don't even know. Spin Doctors is the band that has no, that's Two Princes. Devo.
Dun, 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 dun,
okay, okay, dun. Okay.
DMCA. But yeah, dude, I don't know. The jokes are kind of, oh, we got tall, dark, and horny over here. Like, I was like, man, I don't know. Some of these jokes were like, god damn, dude.
But I mean, that was like a joke that would have been from the original.
No.
Yeah, it was just as bad.
No, the original have way. It's way more funnier.
Bustin' makes me feel good.
That's not a joke. That's just a song.
That's
when
part
did
of...
they ever say that in the movie? In the original, they never say that.
But
he, the closest thing he says to is when the Stay Puft guy's like climbing the Manhattan or the Empire State Building. He's like, oh, you just got to get him laid. But I mean, that's funnier than, oh, tall, dark, and horny over here. Like,
he was horny. He had horns. It's hilarious.
But I mean, what kind of made Ghostbusters kind of funny too was like Bill Murray's character is a creep, dude. He's a fucking creep. He's like, when she's possessed, she's like, I want you inside me. He's like, oh, yeah. He, for a second, he goes, yeah. He's like, no. Like,
but they also, like, I feel like they set that up, though. There is, like, he does have a desire for her. And then when she gets possessed, it continues that. Even though he knows she's possessed and it's not her speaking, he continues that, like, I guess, long joke that they have through the movie.
I mean, the two good things I can say about it, it is definitely the scariest Ghostbusters film that
really?
I've seen. Yeah. The second, I mean, they're not meant to be scary. None of them scare me, but I'm saying it's the scariest. The female Ghostbusters has, the very intro scene was the scariest moment. This one has a couple good, I was like, oh, shit. I mean, it didn't scare me, but I'm like, oh, this is the scariest Ghostbusters. Especially when the things were failing. And I was like, there's lore behind each of the ghosts, but that one ghost, that really evil looking one, and he almost gets out.
Yeah, yeah, like his face is like halfway out.
I want to know the lore of this guy, dude. Like, damn, there probably is lore that they wrote for that guy.
So now, as a fan, write lore for each ghost that we saw in the movie.
But I mean, watching that film made me, I don't know, like, it's been a long time since I've seen a film where I'm like, damn, that was kind of magical. And I don't feel like I get that feeling anymore. That's why I want to make that. After watching Ghostbusters, I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to make something fucking magical, dude. Like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's the special effects. I don't know what it is. It's just this. I prefer practical over digital.
I mean, for me, because they had connections to the original. In a sense of, like, they had the same building. They had the same ghost trap. Like, the one where they put all the ghosts in it. And it, what I liked about it was, like, they also showed, like, yes, this is old. Like, we have to upgrade it. And then the fact that the machine was old is what, like, a lot of the cause was for the issues that they had. And I think that was cool. And then you secretly find out, well, I mean, you find out that they secretly were creating like more of Ghostbusters essentially in the background. And we get to see that too. So I don't know. I really liked it.
One thing I did like is they did a nod to the female Ghostbusters.
Oh, did they? I didn't see that.
Because she, you know, the proton packs weren't working. So she modified hers, but she modified hers with a spinning thing. That's a nod to the female Ghostbusters, because the female Ghostbuster had a spinning thing. So I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
I thought it was Dr. Spin.
Or Spin Doctor. Doctors, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't watch the
I do have to. I mean, I'm gonna try to say like good things about it. I do like the very, I think it was the intro where they showcased the Mystical Society. In them,
oh, the what is it, the fire starter or a fire bender, or what was the name of the
I don't care about that guy, but I mean the very intro where they capture it,
yeah,
and everyone freezes. That was cool. Like, that's magical to me, like a scene like that. But more of that. Yeah, but that Kumali that, Nanjiani.
Scene in the office where they're all frozen over reminded me of like Indiana Jones or Uncharted, things like that, where it's like supernatural in the real world kind of thing.
It's funny because whenever they did the freezing thing, I always thought their arm would freeze, like fall off. But it's just, it's cold. And then they just wrap it up.
Well, I guess the idea is if it freezes enough, like the arm, it does just like break off. But it didn't freeze through the whole hand or whatever. But
people tend to forget Ghostbusters 2 is still a stinker. That's still the worst one, man. Like, those other films go above it, but Ghostbusters 2 is a stinker. And people keep on forgetting, man. They trash on the female Ghostbusters. They don't remember how bad Ghostbusters... Ghostbusters 2 has a lot of cool fucking scenes, but that movie sucks, dude. Sucks. I don't know. Watching that film, I was like, man, I'm going to make something. And see, it's easy to criticize something, but, you know, it's hard to make something better, you know? So that's... I got to put my money where my mouth is.
Well, because also that feeling that you had right after the movie or like within that like day of the movie, you have to harness that because like you can lose that. Like that's your motivation, you know? So it's like eventually next month you just might forget that feeling and then stop working on the project and then, you know, nothing comes of it kind of thing.
I mean, this idea I've always had for a long time. It's been a long time. So, I got to put that joke in. It's fucking crazy, dude. I mean, like, it depends on. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to get into it. It's one of those Diddy things, Epstein things. Like the powers making fun of this big organization might come back to me. But.
You want to move on?
Yeah.
So this is. I mean, you brought this topic up, so I think you have to elaborate on this one.
So, D&D, a.k.a. Dumb and Dumber. No, David Benioff and D.B. Weiss. No, I'm just kidding about the Dumb and Dumber. But makers of Game of Thrones, they made a new... Dude, the making of the show was fucking crazy. So, damn. There's so many things about the show that's kind of crazy. But it's called The Three-Body Problem. It's a series of novels written by a Chinese author. And basically, it says, you know, aliens exist and... It basically talks about what happens when we come into contact with them. And the theory that they're... I want to like talk about, do we think aliens exist? And if so, how come we haven't been in contact? But the main premise of the book is we've been giving out signals. We get a signal back saying, shh, be quiet. They can hear you. They'll find you. Do not respond to this message because they'll find you.
I like the analogy that you gave us or gave me before we started the podcast.
You're in a dark forest. You hear a twig snap. You don't make a noise because you don't know what.
Well, as humans, if you hear something, you and if you're lost and it's completely dark and you hear something, most people's reaction is, oh, let the thing that I hear know that I'm here. So it's like, hey, I'm over here. But in reality, you don't know what that is. That sound could have been a wolf that's hunting you and it, you know, broke a twig or something. So you're letting potentially danger know that you're there, being aware. And so that translates into this signal that we send out. It's like, what if we don't want to be found, but we unknowingly are sending a signal to danger to find us. And it's, you know, and we receive a reply saying like, it's going to hear you, stay quiet, shush, you know, kind of thing.
What's crazy is like, there's been an instance, I don't know if you heard about it. I think it's 1979 or 1980 where something responded back to us, but we don't know what it said.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts, dude.
The thing is like, I know that like space is very big. So it's, I don't know the idea. So I don't know if it was, if we know it was a direct response or if we're just catching a signal from something else and we think it's a response, but we also can't decipher what it is. But it, imagine if it's like we made a noise so long ago and it's finally like echoing back kind of thing. Mm. Like that would be crazy. If like someone from like the 1800s sent out a message, you know, like someone small, someone who was like didn't know what they were doing, managed to get a message out there. And now it's bouncing back and we heard it, but we're like, we don't know what it says. And it's just like completely mumbo jumbo because the signal got so bad coming back that we can't hear it. I think that's a cool concept as well. But aliens.
I mean, there's one, dude, there's so many theories. One theory is kind of, that's kind of cool is like the reason why we haven't seen intelligent life, because any modern civilization that's created nuclear weapons has already destroyed themselves. So the aliens have already... They're like us, but we're on the path of self-destruction.
Yeah.
But they're not there because they've blown themselves up. Like, fuck.
Or maybe they're smart enough to know not to communicate with anything.
That's
else.
Another theory, too. They know how we are, so they don't want to communicate with us.
Well, not in general, but like imagine that like that civilization has already gone through like becoming so advanced that they destroyed themselves. And so they're rebuilding it and now they're advanced again. And it's like we know that like as a society for anything, any organism, it will get smart enough to destroy itself. And we don't want to be a part of that. So it's like we now just live on our own and we don't do anything kind of thing. It's possible. But yeah, it's the world is not the world, but space is so big that I feel like it's guaranteed that there's aliens out there. Whether they're very intelligent beings like us, I don't know. We're but like, there could be organisms out in the world.
If you look at a certain, like, you know, body, you know, object sections. In space, it's billions and billions of years old. So you don't know what it looks like now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. When we see something, we're seeing an image of that thing from way back when.
Yeah.
So it could be completely different. Different location. So I
what's creepy is, have you ever seen those videos where they compare sizes to things and they'll show Earth and then no, they'll show the moon, Earth, they'll show the sun, and they're,
and then it just starts rapidly getting bigger and bigger and bigger,
things way bigger than the sun,
and then there's a blue whale in space and it's bigger than anything else.
Yeah, there's a turtle like in space. Like, just creepy. It's just like, damn, dude, we're very minute. We're nothing in this universe. Yeah. Man, like,
but I'm still the main character.
We're nothing, dude.
But yeah, the idea of aliens, like, I feel like it's a thing. But what's funny, and I'm pretty sure, like, scientists have already thought of this, but when we send out a signal, if we ever get a signal back, it is not a reply to a signal we just sent out. It is a reply to a signal we sent out, like, way back when. So I don't know what signals we sent out. I know that I think now we send out the same signal, from my understanding. It's the same, like, we send out, like, it's a signal that's giving, like, DNA of humans. Mm. And, like, it's different things, but it's, like, always saying the same thing over and over and over again. But I'm pretty sure earlier we sent out different signals saying different things, like, hey, we're here. Hey, we're out here. Hey, respond. You know, so if they respond to one of those old ones, I don't know. I feel like there might be confusion in regards to us and our new message.
Do you think we've been visited? Because, you know, you see those like videos.
I don't believe in any of those videos. I feel like,
what about those? Like, sometimes like Joe Rogan will have someone on and he's worked in Area 51 and he talks about his experience. Like, yeah, we have the technology, blah, blah, blah.
No.
No.
No. I feel like either the guy is full of it, trying to just become famous off of someone else's podcast, or he's just giving fake information. But I don't think any of that's true.
So no contact.
No contact. I mean, I don't know. I'd like to think that we have been contacted in, but we not by like means that we understand. It could be someone came in here and is now blended in, you know, and they don't want to be found because they're just maybe like a scout or something, you know? But I don't feel like if someone is able to traverse space, I feel like they're advanced enough not to let people know that they're here. Because at some point you're, I don't know. If we have been contacted, we don't know about it. But other than that, I don't feel like there has been contact with aliens. We as like humans want to think that, but I feel like it's always in rural areas, which, I mean, it doesn't mean it's not going to happen in a rural area, but it's always someone that doesn't have enough clear footage. That's all I'm saying. It's always just someone faking it for some reason, for them wanting to get famous somehow.
No, there's a white van in front of your house listening.
Bigfoot. What do you think?
I think there are aliens. They just don't want to. We're destructive, so they're not coming here.
The thing is, too, though, is like, imagine if there's not a mirrored planet, but like it's nowhere near us. So even if we send out a signal and they send out a signal, we could not be, you know, aiming it towards them, or it just hasn't gotten to us or to them, essentially. And the thing is, they're thinking the same thing. Like, we're like, we haven't found aliens. We don't know if they exist or not. But I think it's the best thing that we haven't gotten in contact with aliens. Because I don't think it's going to be well for us. It's going to end well for us, regardless of how anything it starts. Because we as humans are not, like, we can't even agree on a president, dude. How are we going to agree on, like, greeting these people, friendly or not?
They come down, take me to your leader. Who do you show them to?
The Rock.
I'd show him to Tom Hanks. Nice guy.
Yeah, but imagine being Tom Hanks and you're trying to be like the nicest person, and all of a sudden like someone drops that bomb on you. Like, hey, I know that you're the nicest guy, so therefore meet this alien right now. And he's like, what the hell? I can't do this. Like, this is too much pressure. But yeah, like I don't think, like, we can't agree. It'd be like the what was it called? The one with Will Smith, Independence Day. Like we can't agree on what to do as a nation, as a society, as a world. So I don't know. I feel like Canada should be the one that like greets the aliens. They'll be like, "We're sorry, eh?" I don't know.
X-Files.
I mean, the ideas, the concepts are really cool, but, and I don't think we're going to see contact, at least in my lifetime.
You'd be amazed, man. Technology has gotten crazy.
I know it's jumped up like crazy, but I don't know. I don't feel, well, the only thing I can hope for is if they create like an extension on life.
It would be crazy if aliens came down. It's like, you're famous on TikTok in our planet.
Like, imagine.
It kind of reminds me, there's this cool story Kurt Vonnegut wrote, and it's about like two guys on a spaceship. They crash land on a planet, and there's these aliens, but they're kind of weird. They're not like, they don't talk, but one guy would play music. And the aliens, like, they love it. They
dance, yeah.
And the guy, they're trying to get out. They're trying to fix the ship. And then they fix the ship, and the guy goes, let's get out of here. He's like, nah, I like it here. I think I'm going to stay. Because, you know, he's loved in this place.
Yeah, yeah.
And back in Earth, he's not. It's like, I'd do the same.
Have you seen Enemy Mine? You haven't seen that movie?
I think I know what that is. Yeah.
It's like an
alien and a human.
And a human, and they're on an alien planet.
I remember the turtle shells. because the asteroids.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. They use that as cover.
Yeah.
But
that's
at cool some film. Point, I don't know how the alien in the movie reproduces, but it's just him and the human, and at some point the alien gets pregnant. And it's a male alien, but I don't know how it happens, and he allows the kid to like grow up and stuff like that. But I think that was a really cool movie, a really cool concept, especially for way back then.
That's a fucking good movie. I think it's a good movie.
I feel like it's so crazy to me. Like, there's so much in the world, yet a lot of what we do is just redone stuff. You know? Like, just make up a whole new movie, a whole new concept. Like, the idea is cool, so just use that. Like, yeah, there's two people. Mm-hmm. One's an alien, one's a human. Now make up a new story for it. Yeah. You know? Don't have to copy the same thing. I mean, I wouldn't mind either because it's so old, but I wouldn't mind a new movie either. A new Ghostbusters, you know? Brobusters. I have no idea where I'm going with that.
Aliens.
So you watched the first episode?
It's kind of boring. I mean, that's just the first episode, though. Oh, I'm actually interested because the guy, he's from China. I think he still lives in China. He's very critical of the Chinese government. So I wonder how they take it. Like, I don't know. In my mind, he doesn't live in China anymore. The way he, like, criticizes the government. But that very first scene, Game of Thrones, because it's made from the makers of Game of Thrones, there's a scene in Game of Thrones. It's almost the same exact scene. It's like, holy shit. It's like shot for shot, almost the same exact scene. So
tell me, those brothers are trying to make Game of Thrones again.
Yeah, they got the bag and left. Shit.
But what I hate, dude, is that they dropped the bag. I mean, like, they still got most of the money, but they left us hanging so bad, dude. And they're like, yeah, we'll just do something else. And it's like, no, bro, finish what you started, and then you can start something else. Don't half-ass the end and then start something else.
What's funny is they're still getting hired.
But I feel, too, it's like, I don't know what they thought as directors, but they, the books aren't finished. So it's like they would have to just start things on their own again, like from that point on. So I don't know if that was just weighing down on them. Like, hey, we like now we're going to have to just write this thing on our own rather than follow a book. And it might have been too much for them. But the reason they got the movies is because they predicted the what was happening towards the end, right? Before George wrote it down? Or, well, had anyone read it?
Yep. I mean, that's a good prediction, though. Holy shit. Because I wouldn't have predicted. I mean, I would have made a stab at it.
I mean, they had to read the books to predict it, though. So it's probably just George was like, all right, you guys read the book. It's good enough for me.
He got the bag, too.
And then he worked on Elden Ring, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for me, because I probably will never, ever read the books. Take your time, dude. Take your time.
But at some point, it's like, is he going to finish it before he's done?
I don't think so. I think it's going to do the way they do with the Dune books. Someone else is going to write it. He'll give him notes. It's like how Berserk is, you know? There's notes how to finish it. Damn, Berserk. I was reading, like, because 1989. It's funny, because whenever we say, yeah, it's 20 years ago, I always think, it's 1980. 20 years ago is, like, 2003, dude.
I know.
And so Berserk is, like, almost, like, 34 plus years. Is like, and I was reading, like, how much more is left of the story, and people are like kind of like gauging it. They said it's probably like 10 more years and that story's done. I'm like, what? Jesus Christ.
That's funny.
It's a really good slow build, though, because, you know, most things are like Dragon Ball is most like the protagonist and antagonist. It's this segment of a story, the Cell Saga, Frieza Saga. This Griffith and Berserk, I mean, Guts, they're still at, they haven't gone at it yet. It's like, fuck, it's building up, dude. It's crazy.
So the first episode was about the whole alien concept? The idea that we're sending a signal and...
It's not even that. It's like... So it's multiple perspectives. It shows the Chinese character, and she is working for something for the government, but she doesn't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's, we don't know what they're talking about. There's a girl. She keeps on... Her vision's fucked up, but she sees a countdown. And that countdown, I think, is the message. We don't know. So it's all mysterious so far. So... Oh, and scientists have been killing themselves. So I guess the people who've seen the message, they'll kill themselves. But we don't know. It's a mystery. But that's the first episode. It's very slow, slow building. Slow building.
This is on HBO?
Netflix. Damn, I'm surprised you haven't heard about it. They're like promoting the shit.
Dude, I don't go on Netflix. I don't go on HBO. I don't go on Hulu. And I have all of them. TikTok. I have all
of
them.
It was being TikTok.
It's not on my TikTok. Jinxie's on my TikTok. Sheesh. What's up, brother?
The sketch is on my TikTok.
Shit. Yeah, Sketch is starting to get on my TikTok. He's blowing up on my TikTok now.
I'm trying to think, what else is showing up on my TikTok? You cat videos? So I don't know if you know who Ysera is.
Oh, yeah.
And Reznor, the cat.
No,
give me the bams. Bam, 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 bam. She always gives him high fives.
Not Reznor. Like... But Ysera? Good morning, Ysera.
Good morning, Ysera.
Yeah. It's a good cat. Not like my cat. He's trying to get in the door right now.
Shit. I wish I had more time, dude. Damn. I wish I was a content creator. I'm not even asking for much, dude.
Just need more time?
I'm not even asking for much. I just want to like be able to survive, dude. don't make me a millionaire. Just survive.
What do you need, like... 50, nah, maybe a little more than that.
I'm okay. I'll be 60? Happy with 50, man. If I could just survive, man.
50K a year?
That's like way less than what I make, but I'd be happy.
I wouldn't be happy. I'd be content, like, to continue on for, like, that year. But, like, that's not sustainable. Like, I can't, like, you know, save up for a house and shit. Like, well, I mean, I guess I could, but I'd have to cut so many corners, you know? So I'd like to be happy with like 70K.
TikTok's the way, man. That's TikTok, maybe YouTube. Maybe YouTube.
You gotta make more content, dude. Gotta put 3 videos out a day. 3 videos out.
The only way I could do that is make the 3 same videos. That's the only way I would be able to do that.
I mean, you can make... I wouldn't say use the same 3 videos, but make maybe 6 videos and mix and match them. So like 3 of one of them, well, not 3 of one of them, but like 3 different ones, then 3 other different ones, then like mix and match from that point on.
That one viewer that I have, who has like 400,000 followers on TikTok, he just reposted the same fucking video over and over.
Yeah, do that.
That's crazy, dude. But, yeah, I don't know. Aliens, take me. Take me away from this place. I've been seeing a lot of, like, existential, like, TikToks where it says, like, it shows a guy sleeping and when Godzilla starts charging, but you just let him, like, kill you. Like,
you let him take you away.
Yeah, you're, like, smiling.
Are you going to watch Godzilla vs. Kong?
Probably not.
Garbage? Messed up.
Dune 2, dude.
I need to watch that. I think I'm gonna buy a movie pass. Not like specifically the movie pass. I'm gonna buy a movie pass for my theater because it's the price of one movie and it gives me a bunch of benefits. So, and it gives me one free movie a month, which is the cost of the ticket. So it works out.
400,000 followers.
You'll get there before we record the next episode. No,
I don't think so.
I think you got it. You got to believe. Got to have the energy.
Scary Games. That's where it's at.
That's where it's at. I think that's it for today. So thank you guys for catching us. See you on the next one. Peace.